Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. It's the 16th anniversary of Ken Grombach's first appearance on the Small Business Advocate Show. That makes him an original founding member of our brain trust. Ken Grombach, happy anniversary, baby.
I like that. That's very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate all the years, and it's this month. We're a couple of weeks early, but since, you know, who knows whether you and I are going to get run over by a truck between now and then. I wanted to go ahead and, you know, you and I are not getting any older, any younger, I should say, Ken. So
yeah, well, I just had my 66th.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Almost dead.
I know.
Well, the
I see the buzzers. I see the buzzers circling you right now, Ken.
You know, I was out in the snow last night doing donuts in the snow with my, I've got a four-wheel drive vehicle, and I'm thinking, I'm 66 years old. What are my neighbors thinking?
Well, good for you. I'm glad you did it. Happy anniversary, Ken. Thanks for 16 great years. So we've been talking about, we talked about cars. We talked about death. What's next?
Well, I don't know. Here's the deal. The Generation Y, the biggest generation in our history, is currently 8 years old to 29 years old. They're not in the workforce yet. But boomers are now retiring by the millions. And as boomers retire, everybody moves up, and it's going to suck these kids into the workforce. Once these kids have money, then it's going to be like the 70s and the 80s with the baby boomers who suddenly had money. They're going to dictate a new culture, a new style, new fashion, a new perspective on automobiles, a new perspective on housing, a new perspective on travel, a new perspective on everything. And it's right in the wing.
And it's not just folks, it's not just whether they like silk and you like corduroy. That's not it at all. It's whether they, and I'm going to be a little silly here, it's whether they even care for cloth at all.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't even want cloth. Maybe they want metal or wood or plastic or something. You see what I mean? It's not you can't presume that they're going to be there. They will not. This the Gen Ys, the millennials. I'm not the demographer, Ken, like you are, but Gen Y, they're not going to be a variation on our theme, are they?
Not at all. No, the variation on a theme. Well, the boomers were not a variation on a theme, and definitely Gen Y.
We were really not that far off, Ken. I disagree with you on that. We weren't that far off from our parents. Not that far. We had our differences, but I think we were variations compared to what the Gen Ys are going to be.
The Gen Y is not. They're not shopping the same. They're not getting. They won't get medical care the same. They're not going to eat the same.
Mm-mm.
The world is changing, and that's getting everybody a stomach ache, especially people that haven't read your book.
Exactly right.
Yeah. No, because your book is all about change, and if you don't do it, I mean, every day you ignore change, you're deeper in.
Well, you're right, because the thing that I talk about in there is how everything that's changing is being driven by customer expectations. And if you understand that, Ken, then you're going to be ready to deal with the expectations of Gen Y. In other words, you don't care what the expectations are as long as you know what they are.
You know what people need? People need to read your book to understand the fact that they, no matter what kind of parochial business they may have, wherever they are, they can change and they can take advantage of what's ahead. This is good news, not bad news, but it is kind of a warning, isn't it?
Well, it is, and here's the other thing. I was being interviewed last week in New York by a reporter, and he said to me, "What does it cost to convert from the age of the seller to the age of the customer?" And I just laughed. He said, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "Because it's not what it costs to convert; it's what it's going to cost you if you don't convert."
Yeah, precisely.
That's the deal. It's not optional. This isn't optional. He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I'm just the messenger. This is not something that I created. I'm just identifying it."
Right. You know, I have two daughters. You know, I have two Gen Y daughters, and I ask my daughters, you know, what like you like Coke or Pepsi, and they look at me and they say, "What? We like cola." I'm wondering if the folks in Atlanta are paying attention, because that is going to be a major.
That's a good example. Whether they like Coke or Pepsi or not, the point is that's what they're saying about so many things. And there's going to be a lot of disruptors in this new generation. They already are. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Give us the website, please.
KGCDirect.com.
And his award-winning book is The Age Curve, ladies and gentlemen, which I encourage you to find and check out. It's very valid. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for 16 great years.
Take care, man.
We'll see you next time. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.